This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Are you satisfied with your life? Much of what we desire can be found in who or what we chose to follow. We like to think we know what's best for ourselves, and yet time and again we find that not to be the case. So stay with us today as we continue our Satisfied series, exploring Psalm 23. What can happen in our lives if we let God take the lead?
Dissatisfaction in one's life can be a leadership issue. We need a trustworthy and knowledgeable leader to follow. Today, we're going to take a look at what can happen in a person's life when God takes the lead. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you for another day of life with you. And we praise you for your goodness and grace and how you've provided us with everything we need. You have loved us with an everlasting love. And so we gather to worship you this day, Lord, because we love you. Amen. Our reading for today is that familiar classic psalm by King David, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We're talking these days about finding satisfaction in our lives. There are so many people that are hungering and thirsting to have that at work in their existence. And David is our teacher as we look at Psalm 23, which is his reality, his testimony. He's saying, I am a satisfied customer. I have found satisfaction not in chasing after the things that people chase after, typically, but in my relationship with the Lord. And he points out to us today, as we look at a couple of these verses out of his song, Psalm 23, he says, He leads me beside still waters, and he leads me down paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Satisfaction is perhaps a leadership issue then. Someone once wrote, the ultimate issue in the universe is leadership. Who you follow and what directs your life is the single most important thing about you. When you think about it, we all follow all kinds of leaders. I suppose one of our most favorite leaders is ourselves. We think we know exactly what we need to make our lives work. And again we discover that's not the case. And David says to us today, he leads me. So I follow him, and I have found the Lord to be a leader that you can trust. And David uses the shepherding image in this psalm. He said he's got the shepherd leading beside still waters, first of all. Because sheep, as anybody would know, need water in order to survive. And David says, good shepherd leads his sheep beside still water, provides drink and refreshment for the sheep that they need to live. Water determines the vitality and the strength, the vigor of the sheep. and it's essential for their well-being. And when they get thirsty, they get restless. The shepherd, knowing where the best drinking places are for them, then leads them to those places they need to be. It's interesting in this particular little passage, he leads me beside still waters. The word still waters can be interpreted stilled water. It appears that sheep, in what I've studied about this, have a fear of rushing water. So the shepherd creates stilled water when he brings them to a river or so on by moving some boulders and digging a hole and channeling some of the water off of the river into this stilled water so they can drink without fear. David says, as a shepherd leads his sheep to still waters, so the Lord God leads me beside still waters. We know he's not talking in physical terms here, but spiritual, isn't he? Just as the body needs water to survive, the human soul has a capacity and need for the water of God's Spirit. And when we don't have it, our souls get restless. St. Augustine one time wrote years ago in the early church days, O God, thou hast made us for yourself, and our souls are restless, searching till they find rest in thee. We are all created with this thirst for God. There's this vacuum within us, a God-shaped vacuum. And so Jesus comes along, the Son of God, and says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink, and out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. David says, as the shepherd leads his sheep to still waters, so the Lord can lead me beside still waters. If you're looking for refreshment, still water, deep, pure, clean water, then that's going to be found in following him. I came across a little testimony by a woman named Nancy Spiegelberg. She wrote her testimony as kind of a poem, and I love this thing. This is what she said. Lord, I crawled across the barrenness to you with my empty cup, uncertain in asking any small drop of refreshment. If only I had known you better, I'd have come running with a bucket. Isn't that great? I'd have come running with a bucket. God has buckets of living water for us to drink of and find satisfaction. Perhaps you've heard of the sportscaster Pat Summerall. For 45 years, he was anchoring CBS and Fox's NFL telecasts. And he broadcast a number of Super Bowls and a very successful career. Interesting thing I found out, though, in reading about him in A Fellowship of Christian Athletes magazine, that there's another side to his story. He was an only child whose parents divorced before he was born, leaving him feeling empty and alone. He became alcoholic as he got older, living from drink to drink as his body broke down. During the 1994 Masters tournament, where he was doing some voiceover work for them, he faced up to his problem. He said, I'd been getting sick a lot, throwing up blood, and I got sick again at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I looked in the mirror and saw what a terrible sight it was and said to myself, this isn't how I want to live. So he spent 33 days in the Betty Ford Center in Palm Springs, helping him to alleviate his alcohol problems, but didn't address the spiritual vacuum he had. He bumped into an old friend of his named Tom Landry, former coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And Landry explained to him about his spiritual need and connected Pat with Dallas Cowboy chaplain John Weber. And eventually his life was transformed by God. And he was baptized at age 69. He said about his baptism, I went down in the water, and when I came up, it was like a 40-pound weight had been lifted from me. I've had a happier life, a healthier life, and a more positive feeling about life than ever before. The guy who led him across the line, John Weber, offered to sum up his journey in life. He said, Pat was once the life of every party with a drink in his hand. Now he gets his power from another source. He's drinking from the buckets of living water that God offers to each and every individual who will follow him. And David goes on to say, not only does he lead me beside still waters, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads me in right paths. A good shepherd leads his sheep to pasture and keeps them moving so they don't destroy their food source, which then destroys their well-being. You see, sheep are creatures of habit, and if left on their own, they'll follow the same old habitual trails and create all sorts of ruts, and they'll eat on the same old hills day after day until they have eaten right down to the roots, and suddenly there's nothing for them to eat, and they're nothing more than a bag of bones. They don't know any better. They need the shepherd, you see, to move them along to new pastures and make sure they get to the places they need to be in order to survive. A good shepherd moves his sheep along. David says likewise. From personal experience, I can tell you, this God of mine has led me down right paths instead of the dead ends. He's broken me away from the ways that I would go and brought me to life-giving places. Our human wanderings can be so deadly. There's a passage in the book of Proverbs, a bit of wisdom. It says, there is a way that seems right to a person, but in the end, it leads to death. And I remember the prophet Isaiah saying in Isaiah 53, as he's actually describing the cross event, which will happen 400 years later with Jesus, he says, all of us like sheep have gone astray, each to his own way. And he's laid on him the iniquities of us all. We all need a leader to show us where to go, down the right paths. God is there to do that for you and me, David says. Interesting thing, though, is I see that when God guides and leads, it's not primarily to right places, but to the right kind of life. God's guidance has more to do with what we are instead of where we are. See, his intention is to lead us down right paths towards a mature, godly, satisfied character. Philip Keller, in his book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, says that Jesus, a good shepherd, has laid out the right paths for us to follow. And if we would but do that, we would find the satisfaction we're looking for in our lives. The first thing, before we look at those, though, is it begins with a right relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you have that? For not one of us is righteous. Righteousness is found only in Jesus Christ, a right relationship with God. He is the way and the truth and the life. So as we walk with him as our shepherd, as we step into a relationship with him, that's where it begins. And then we look at these seven right paths that he has for us. Out of Scripture, he says, my way is, instead of loving myself most, I love God and others above myself. That's the right path. The world doesn't revolve around me, you see. And learning to live that way. Number two, instead of being one of the crowd, I'm willing to be singled out for him. I'm willing to take a hit for him because I know that he is the one that matters most. I play for an audience of one. Three, instead of insisting on my rights, I'm willing to forego them in favor of others. It's a willingness to play second fiddle. Four, instead of being boss over my own life or over others, I'm willing to be at the bottom. Didn't Jesus say, whoever is great among you will be the least? Five, instead of finding fault with life and asking why, I'm willing to accept everything in life with an attitude of gratitude. By the way, when was the last time you asked that question, why, when you were receiving all kinds of blessings? Why me, Lord? Why all this good stuff? 6. Instead of asserting and exercising my will, I learned to cooperate with His wishes. Not my will, but Thy will be done, is our prayer. And finally, 7. Instead of my way, I choose to follow His way, to actually do what He asks me. What is being described here is a life of obedience, following the shepherd down the paths which He says lead to a satisfying life, that abundant life that Jesus came to give. Keller writes later on in his book, most of us possess a lot of factual information on what the Master expects of us, but precious few of us have either the will, the intention, or determination to act on it and comply with the instructions. But the person who decides to do what God asks has moved onto fresh ground, which will do both him and others a world of good. And not only him and others, but God. Remember, He leads me down right paths for His name's sake, for His reputation, that means, so that people will see Him working in my life and ask, look what God has done in her life. How can I get in on something like that? Satisfied living, then, means following the shepherd, moving on with Him at the forefront. And then we live for Him and follow His right path. Someone might wonder, as you're hearing that list I just shared with you, the 7 right paths that He wants to lead us on, He seems to be asking a lot, you might think. Isn't this a bit drastic? Or it really sounds impossible because I know myself all too well. Well, my response to that is, it would be. You're right. If you had to depend on yourself. But the good news is you don't. The Lord has made this possible by His own gracious Holy Spirit, who was given to those who trust in His Son. He not only shows us the right paths, but He gives us the power through His Holy Spirit to walk those paths. He works in us to will and to do His good pleasure. Isn't God good? Wow! He not only provides the right way, but the power to walk the right paths so that we can find satisfaction in our lives. There's an old song which I'm sure God would love to have you pray the sentiment of this song today. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him, all the way. Satisfaction? Follow Him. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we need You. So take our lives and lead us to still waters, for we need the refreshment that only You can provide. And give us faith to follow You down the right paths so that we might mature and grow in our walk with You and bring You pleasure and shine for You wherever we are. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message will encourage you to follow the Good Shepherd through the power of the Holy Spirit throughout your life. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Many people choose to support this ministry with a memorial gift. A memorial gift is given to remember a loved one or friend. Please address your gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. We are thankful to all those who support this ministry with their prayers and finances. Be sure to check out our website, ChristianCrusaders.org, where you can find both audio and printed copies of today's program. We also offer copies of our broadcast from previous weeks and many other spiritual helps. Our website address is ChristianCrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you were able to join us for worship today and pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and radio speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 78th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.